Faith, how about if we sing a hymn at the table pertaining to the Lord's human life? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's number 86. Though he was God, most glorious high, he came in the flesh to become a man. So we remember him.
Amen.
At his table we remember him.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we remember you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Though thou art God, most glorious high.
Amen.
Thou in the flesh to us came nigh.
Amen.
A lowly man become thereby.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Remember
him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 86.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And now we get the combined.
Amen.
Right. Lord, we remember you this morning.
Amen. Amen.
86.
Number 86.
You guys start
to Though thou art God most glorious high, thou in the flesh to us came nigh. A lowly man.
Amen.
You as God became flesh.
Amen.
As the Word.
Amen.
Became flesh.
Amen.
Oh, tabernacled among us.
Amen.
Oh, we beheld your glory.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you.
Amen.
Oh, that man.
Amen.
That unique God man.
Amen.
Without sin.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, we worship you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we worship you this morning.
Amen.
You are our God, the most glorious high.
Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
Thank you for becoming a man.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful humanity.
Amen.
Oh, amen. You're a man tender and sweet.
Amen.
Balanced in every way, complete.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, you put aside your glory.
Amen.
Came to be a man.
Amen.
Oh, you were shed, your blood was shed on our behalf.
Amen.
Lord, now your life is in us.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's life in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. This life is gentle and lowly.
Amen.
This life is willing to suffer.
Amen.
Amen. This life does not complain.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful life.
Amen.
What a wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For your only prize, Lord.
Amen.
Doing the Father's will.
Amen.
Prayed concerning the Father's will.
Amen.
Oh, taught how to pray.
Amen.
Concerning His will.
Amen.
Oh, you were only concerned with this.
Amen.
Your whole life long.
Amen.
Those 33 and a half years.
Amen.
You were about your Father's business.
Lord. Amen.
Oh, completed it.
Amen.
All the way to the end.
Amen.
Then God highly exalted you.
Amen.
Oh, after such a demonstration.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you for your humanity.
Amen.
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 Can we sing 82?
Amen. Oh,
82.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how we love him.
Amen.
How we adore him.
Amen.
He's our breath.
Amen.
Our sunshine.
Amen.
Our all in all.
God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Amen.
Oh, you and him are made full.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Down from
his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in to work. my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Amen.
Oh, how I love him.
How I love him.
You as the great I am.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The Creator is the Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And now we know him as the great I am.
Amen.
Amen. The great I am.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, the great I am has become our Savior.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are the I am.
Amen.
Lord, you've been saving us this week.
Amen.
By being the I am to
us. Amen.
You have been everything that we've needed.
Amen.
You've supplied our every need.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you have been to us this week.
Amen.
And Lord, in so many particular ways.
Amen.
Throughout all of our day, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, we love you.
We love you.
Lord, we also praise you for coming as a man.
Amen.
Revealed all that God is.
Amen.
Expressed God to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh, you, the mystery of God.
Amen.
Revealed him.
Amen.
Explained him.
Amen.
Oh, expressed him in every way.
Amen.
Oh, you're his effulgence.
Amen.
Express image of his substance.
Amen.
Oh, we like to behold you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
By beholding you, we can reflect you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
You are the great I am.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glorious Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God mingled with humanity lives in us.
Amen. Amen.
Our all to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God infinite in eternity.
Amen.
Yet man in time. Finite to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, glorious Christ,
Savior mine, thou art truly radiance divine. God infinite in eternity, yet man in time finite to be. Oh, Christ, expression of God the great in its awesome rich and sweet, God mingle with humanity, lives in me, my all to be. The fullness of God dwells in thee, thou dost manifest God's glory in flesh. Man of God the Great, in His awesome, all rich and sweet. God mingle with humanity, lives in me, my all to be. All things of the Father are thine, all of our spirit is mine. The Spirit makes thee real to me.
Testifies that you are saturating us.
Amen.
You're being mingled with us.
Amen.
You're permeating us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All thou art in spirit is mine.
Amen.
Is mine.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Humanity.
Amen.
I praise you that he lives in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Starting God with humanity.
Amen.
Lifting us our all to be.
Amen.
So we can experience you as a such reality.
Amen.
The divine right. reality can become our personal reality.
Amen.
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 Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, this table testifies.
Amen.
Divine reality has become our personal reality.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
We love you.
Came full of grace and reality.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You no longer become mystery.
Amen.
You live in us.
Amen.
We can experience you day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Every
part.
Every part.
Every part.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not stop until you've permeated every part.
Amen.
What a hope, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to permeate? In us.
Amen.
We want to saturate every part.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you're inexhaustible.
Amen.
You're rich and so sweet.
Amen.
God mingled with humanity.
Amen.
Lives in us our all to be.
Amen.
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 Thank you for being so
inexhaustible.
Amen.
Amen.
We've all been given to drink one spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, glory, glory.
Amen.
Christ is life in us.
Amen.
Glory, glory, what a hope is he.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Can we sing a hymn to the Father? Amen.
Amen.
46. O gracious God,
amen.
Thy pleasure is in thy Christ made known,
amen.
And tells
amen.
The boundless measure of blessing for thine own.
Amen.
O
amen.
Gracious God, thy
pleasure
is in thy
amen.
Amen.
O gracious God, thy pleasure is in thy Christ made known.
Source of
source of every blessing.
Amen.
The spring of all delight.
Amen.
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 You are the source, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you are the source.
Amen.
We have access through the Son.
Amen.
And thank you for sending your Son.
Amen.
We have access to all your blessings.
Amen.
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 That's right. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for granting your Son.
Amen.
We love Son.
Amen.
So that we can share your nature.
Amen.
Share your love.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Now we are your children.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
For qualifying us for a share of the allotted portion.
Amen.
Oh, a share of the allotted portion of your wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we say, oh, what love.
Amen.
You bestowed this love upon us.
Amen.
You chose us.
Amen.
Amen. You sent into us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Drop by drop.
Amen.
Father, we just praise you.
Amen.
You are so marvelous.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Help
but
love you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, your love has been poured out into our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you poured out the Spirit of your Son.
Amen.
To our hearts.
Amen.
Crying, Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father,
amen.
For your plan,
amen.
For the divine dispensing,
amen.
Sending the Spirit of your Son into our hearts.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
How we love to call you Father.
Amen.
You're everything to us.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You for such a rich Christ.
Amen.
He's our joy, our delight, and our satisfaction.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Father, what love is beaming.
Amen.
In that face.
Amen.
What blessed light is streaming.
Amen.
From that most glorious place.
Amen.
Both love and light proclaiming.
Amen.
Thou the Father art.
Amen.
Amen.
The wondrous
Amen.
Grace Father. Revealing.
Amen.
With thine own Son our part.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. For how you manifested your love to us.
Amen.
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 Pour that love out into our hearts.
Amen.
This morning we return that love to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your beloved Son.
Amen.
Your firstborn is leading many born to worship you.
Amen.
We can call you Abba, Father.
Amen.
You are our God, the Father.
Amen.
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 The spirit of slavery. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Sonship. Amen. Abba, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. All right. Let's move to the next step of the exhibition.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what our meeting should be like, right?
Amen.
Oh, and we're getting there step by step.
Amen. It's an exhibition of Christ.
Yes.
So we're in week 11, and welcome all of you who are not normally in Central. So we're in week 11. Let's read that topic together. And then what we're going to do, we're going to go through each day, read the verses together. And then we're going to grab a couple of verses, and we're going to chew on those verses.
Amen.
Right? Chew on those verses. Amen. To taste, get a little mini taste of the produce. Okay, so let's read week 11 together. The surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness.
Amen.
Wow, surplus.
Amen.
Produce.
Amen.
Worship.
Amen.
Sounds yummy.
Amen.
Okay, so let's go through each day. We'll take each day. We could stand up in small groups, 2x2s, 3s, 4s, the whole row, the whole hall. And we can read the verses with an exercise spirit.
Right.
Okay? So let's take day one and all the way through day six, and we'll go back and grab a couple verses.
Amen.
Okay. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before Jehovah your God in the place which he will choose, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. Each man shall give as he is able to give, according to the blessing of Jehovah your God, which he has given you.
Amen.
To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, in order that now to the rulers and authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
Amen.
Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause his name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Jehovah. Be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and the length and the height and the depth are.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up.
Amen.
To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever.
But
whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truthfulness. For the Father also seeks such to worship him.
Amen.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. The elders and heirs of the beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. Jesus said to him, I am the reality.
Amen.
So let's go back to day four and grab those verses there. Colossians 1:12 and 1 Corinthians 14:26.
Amen.
Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father.
Amen.
Giving thanks to the Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Qualified you.
Amen. Your Father who has qualified you.
Amen. Amen.
Father who has qualified you.
Amen.
Oh, the Father has qualified you.
Amen.
Father,
thank you for qualifying
you. Amen.
Oh, the Father has qualified you for a share.
Amen.
For a share.
Amen.
Qualified you for a share.
Amen.
Qualified you for a share.
Father, for our share.
Amen.
Oh, we have a share.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we're qualified for a share.
Amen.
For a share of the allotted portion.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Share of the allotted portion.
Amen.
Amen.
Of the saints in the light.
Amen.
In the light.
Amen.
In the light.
Amen. Thank you for the saints in the light.
Amen.
Amen. This portion is of the saints and in the light.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah, the saints are our portion.
Amen.
Oh, we have an allotted portion.
Amen.
What then?
Amen.
What then, brothers?
Amen.
What then, brothers?
Amen.
Brothers, whenever you come together.
Amen.
Whenever you come together.
Amen.
Whenever you come together.
Amen.
Oh, each one has.
Amen.
Each one has.
Amen.
Each one has.
Amen.
Each one has.
Amen.
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 Each one has.
Amen.
Well, thank you for each one's portion.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, each one has a song.
Amen.
Each one has a song.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Has a teaching.
Amen.
Has a teaching.
Amen.
Oh, has a revelation.
Amen.
Has a revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, be our teaching and our revelation.
Amen.
Each one has a tongue.
Amen.
Each one has an interpretation.
Amen.
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 Let all things be done for building up.
Amen.
Let all things be done for building up.
Up this morning, Lord.
Amen.
Pray for the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're interested in the building up.
Amen.
Well, give us the same interest as yours.
Amen.
Building up.
Amen.
But each one has is for the building up.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good that we can all be together.
Amen.
Right? Amen. We can all come together and bring our portion and enjoy our wonderful Christ.
Amen.
What an exhibit to the entire universe.
Amen.
Right? Surely the angels are stretching their necks, wondering what's going on with these people. Right? What a display of the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Right? And we have to believe at the end of the age that the Lord Jesus is recovering this more and more.
Amen.
Right? To bring us into the reality of the body Christ.
Amen.
To bring us into the reality of the church, which is his fullness.
Amen.
To make a display of his multifarious wisdom to all the principalities and powers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is our commission. This is our job. Right? This is our place. Our place is at the table meeting.
Amen.
To enjoy and display the riches of Christ.
Amen.
And to worship our Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wonderful.
Amen.
So we're in this morning revival that has a long title. It says, Laboring on the All-Inclusive Christ. Right? For the building up of the church as the reality and manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready. And so we know the story of the children of Israel. They started in Egypt, all kinds of experiences through the wilderness, and then they get to the good land. And that's where we are right now, right? In this training, we are in the good land.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Saw that spiritual warfare is necessary for us to enter and even for us to remain. And we saw that in message 2, it talked about how do we possess this Christ? How do we possess the reality of the good land? How do we get the riches that are in the good land into us so there are personal riches? It's by daily being renewed, right? And so then we came all the way through. We saw all the items, the different items. And last week we saw these general principles, right, that we need to see and we need to experience. If we're going to possess Christ, We need our eyes to be enlightened.
Amen.
We need our eyes to be opened,
amen,
right? And we need to have certain experiences.
Amen.
So we need to be like the woman at the well. Sir, I heard about this. What about? Give me the water. I want that water.
Amen.
Lord, I want to see.
Amen.
And I want to experience.
Amen.
How wonderful. Really, all these things so far, all these things are things we need to see and experience.
Amen.
So we come to this week. And amen. Hallelujah. The surplus of the produce of the good land,
amen,
and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness.
Amen.
And the brother sharing this message said there's five key words, right? There's labor, surplus, exhibition, worship, and truthfulness. And as we go through this message and as we all release our portion, we'll see all of these words will take on more meaning in more reality. Roman numeral 1, we use the word surplus because the people of Israel put aside a certain portion of their produce from the labor on the good land for the purpose of worshiping God. You know, the children of Israel all got their lot of land. They all got their plot. And they needed to labor. They need to labor so that they could survive. But not only so that they would have a supply to meet their own need, there was something, you could say, a bigger view, right? God had a goal, and that was is that they would produce a surplus that they could come to Jerusalem at least 3 times a year, and they would all bring their surplus. What a love feast, right? What an exhibition. All the different Old Testament saints there with their flocks and their vegetables and all these things. And what did they do? They were charged to do this, to bring this to the one specific place.
Right.
What? To worship God.
Amen.
The way we worship God is we hold a feast.
Amen.
And we hold a feast on the Christ that has been produced in us.
Amen.
On one hand, we're co-workers with God. We're farmers. We're laborers.
Amen.
On the other hand, we're God's cultivated land.
Amen.
And the crop that's being brought forth in us is it is a crop of Christ.
Amen.
Right? And so Paul said that the grace was given to him to make known or to announce the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel.
Amen.
But not just to announce them, also to shine the light or to enlighten. That we might, know how to possess these riches.
Amen.
How do we get these riches out of the good land into our being so they become our personal riches,
amen,
right? This is God's will. It says he willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this inheritance of this mystery among the Gentiles. What? Which is the riches in you, which is the hope of glory. That is Christ in you.
Right.
Christ in you,
amen,
the hope of glory.
Right.
So we want to possess him. We want to apprehend him.
Amen.
And then Roman numeral 2. If we faithfully labor on the all-inclusive Christ, we will have the riches of Christ as the produce to exhibit Christ.
Amen.
The proper life of Christians is to labor on Christ every day and thus have the rich surplus of Christ to bring to the meetings for a rich exhibition of Christ.
Amen.
We all come together and we labor. We don't want to be a lazy farmer, right? Every farmer rises early. Every farmer spends time in his field. So we need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
This is our labor,
amen,
to spend time with him,
amen,
to open to him, to keep all the other things outside, to say no, to shut down the self,
yes,
and to spend time in the field,
right?
Right? Lord, we open to you, we,
amen,
pray, we handle the word.
Amen.
These,
amen,
things will cause an organic crop, a crop of Christ to come up in us.
Amen.
And then point E says, to have proper Christian meetings, we need to contact the Lord daily in our personal life. And then come to the meetings with the realization and understanding that we are coming to exhibit Christ and share Christ with others. There's a word, seems popular today, intentional. right? We need to be intentional Christians. You know, we're not just enjoying the produce and we happen to come together and, gee, that was a fun meeting. That was a good meeting. No, we need to realize there is a Christ that's hidden in us, that's contained in us. And just like Lazarus, you know, all week long, we're laboring, we're in the Word, right? The Lord said, come forth. And during the week, we're being made alive. But sometimes it's not until we come to the meeting. When another brother speaks, a sister stands up, it's like the cloths, excuse you, the cloths are taken off your eyes, and all of a sudden you see. It's, right? What is that? That's the reality of what? Being strengthened.
Amen.
With all the saints.
Amen.
Right? To see, to have the eyes of our heart being strong. Amen. To apprehend.
Amen.
With all the saints.
Amen.
What are the different dimensions of Christ?
Amen.
We all come from different ways, different backgrounds, different experiences. And so when you open up and share the Christ that's been transfused into you, shined into you, guess what? Hallelujah. We get the profit.
Amen.
We all do.
Right.
What a feast.
Amen.
What a feast.
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, the last Roman numeral is we need to labor on the all-inclusive Christ in order to have a surplus of Christ to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God the Father. Amen. To worship God with Christ is to worship Him collectively with all the children of God. By enjoying Christ with one another and with God.
Yes.
We need to produce enough of Christ so that there will be a surplus to share with others, to offer the best part of the produce to God the Father for His joy, delight, and satisfaction.
Amen.
Amen.
In these last days, the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings for the building of the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Is that my, am I end over? I am, huh? Roman numeral 4. According to John 4:23-24, we need to worship God the Father in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
You know, the woman at the well, she drank that water. And you know what happened? She was satisfied.
Amen.
She dropped her other buckets, all those other buckets she had been trying, but she drank the water and was satisfied.
Amen.
You know who else was satisfied, right? The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus was satisfied. This is rendering to God the real worship, right?
Amen.
Enjoying Him in our spirit with all the saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we're going to give everybody 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's your turn to share your enjoyment of what you experienced, labored on, of Christ this week.
Amen.
Okay, so we have 2 minutes per person, and then can somebody help us with keeping the time, please?
I'll do it. I got it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah,
okay,
and
when you hear the sound of the piano, it doesn't mean to stop and sit down. Finish off your thought, right? Supply us. So who'll be first?
I guess I better go first.
Amen.
I really enjoyed day 5. I really enjoyed that whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. That it becomes in us a fountain of water springing up. And what I really enjoyed was all of a sudden, again, in my, you know, we get the gospel preached to us every morning. We can drink the life-giving spirit. I can drink of God. All I have to do is turn, you know, and He becomes the reality in us. If we only behave and do things, I was thinking of a sister-in-law I have who's precious and she really loves God, but she's in a religion where they just behave and do things. And there's no drinking going on that I can tell. And the Lord doesn't get what He wants. You know, we there's no reality in that. She's still loving the Lord, but there's nothing of Christ. It's just ourselves. And the Lord is not added to us. And when the Lord is added to us, we become the preciousness.
Amen.
Because the Lord is precious.
Amen.
God will, you know, send the living spirit as the heavenly rain to water us. I just, without the Lord watering me, I don't even want to live. He's the source of every blessing and the spring of all delight.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that hymn this morning. And I'm just sorry I called the enemies on my time. Whenever we come together, regardless of the kind of meeting we have, we need to bring the Lord. We need to be full of Christ.
then we'll bear a testimony to be an expression of Christ. And this depends on my being filled with him. I have no other way to go. We need more than just a little Christ. And then we'll be acceptable to the Lord, and he'll be pleased with us. I, more and more and more, the only thing I want is for the Lord to be pleased with me. And the illustration I have is when I got saved, I came to this meeting. And there were people who had been enjoying the Lord. This was not a self thing. This was not an expression of anything but God. And when they stood up and shared, I saw God. And I got baptized in that meeting. But the reason I got baptized was because some had been enriched. They were full of the riches of God, and they were attracting me to him. We want to be that kind of people. So we want to spend the time with the Lord day by day so we can become the preciousness and be happy, and the Lord will have a smile for us.
Amen.
This message was really, I was really convicted. Because so much of the time, I just get enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm satisfied with what I've got, and I have a nice, you know, morning watch. I poured out my whatever on the Lord, you know, all that kind of thing. But this message really convicted me to realize that's not enough.
Come on.
You know, so many times, I mean, recently, I've just been coming to the meetings and sitting in the meetings, and it's like I'm a person off the street because I hadn't labored enough to have a surplus for the meetings. And so I was really convicted. Lord Jesus, we want to be those that are enjoying you to the uttermost.
Amen.
All day long. Amen. In every situation, the little yes. ones, when we're washing dishes, when we're, you know, whatever we're doing.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we used to do this when we had little babies. You know, we realized this is my portion. I don't have time, you know, for a lot of time in the Word. I had my grandson this week. And he's 5, and he's all over the place. And it's like, oh, Lord Jesus, I forgot what it was like to be a mother with small children. You know, because you have to seize whatever, at whatever time, whatever opportunity you have. Otherwise, you're going to be bankrupt. And so, anyway, I just really realized, I was more convicted this week, how much we need to labor on the Lord.
Amen.
Be filled with him so we have more for others.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is the point. Enlighten me. Our worship of the Father requires us to come to the meeting
right.
in the harvest of Christ.
Amen.
So if we have a harvest of Christ's riches and bring it to the church meetings for the worship of God the Father, Christ will be exalted and glorified.
Amen.
And the Father will be pleased and satisfied.
Amen.
And the truthfulness in John 4:24. It's due to our enjoyment and genuine experience of triumph God as our divine reality. Although simply called Abba Father is great. But in our home, in our hymn book, we have many good hymns that help us worship Father with the experience of Christ. So like hymn 12 we sang last week, he's the source of life.
Yeah,
but also in second verse and the third verse, we see the redeeming love through the Son flow into us. Yeah, as we experience this love, we can spontaneously worship Father in this way with our experience of Christ. And there are many hymns that we rarely sing. Our enjoyment should be enriched, like hymn 20 about his righteousness, hymn 30, full of divine revelation according to his economy. Through the Son, he imparts his light into us, transform us, and bring many sons into the glory.
Yeah,
these are all in some hymns related to worship of the Father.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Experience him and bring to the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. okay, so rich surplus, day two there. A, rich surplus, rich exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we enjoy the Lord richly during the week.
Right.
We come together at the end of the week and have a rich exhibition.
Amen.
And it's not good to not have
one of these. If you just have one, it's still not okay. If you have a rich surplus, you need to have a rich exhibition.
Amen.
Some of us have so rich an experience of Christ, yet we barely hear, you know, some words of your rich surplus, which we really, really, really need to hear. Praise the Lord. So the type was there in the Old Testament. They came together and brought all of the riches, and it was no good just to bring them. There, they all had to eat them.
That's right.
Praise the Lord, they had such a feast. And we have now the reality of that. And so, just a tiny example, this week, the physical activity occurring in my home was a lot of hospitality. We had two families staying with us because of the family camp. They're from out of town. And so that's what we were doing outwardly, taking care of them. But inwardly, there was some rich feasting occurring, some surplus being built up together with these families. They've already gone back, but anyway, it was so good. And so we have some of our, right, Kay? Some of our surplus is because of these families being with us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As the brother opened the word, that now we are in the good land. Good land. So what is this good land? It's for our enjoyment, for our experience. And we come to the good land, what do we do? How do we experience, enjoy this unsearchable riches of Christ? And this week is so clear. Well, we need to be diligently and faithfully labor on the all-inclusive Christ as our good land, right? Yes. And that's an individual way, but not only is that, we have a surplus, we corporately will bring to the church meetings, right? Have a corporate worship of God the Father. When we come to the corporate meeting, we lead the exhibition of Christ. It's a wonderful one that we experience. So it's not a small thing. The ministry reminds us, don't come to the meeting with empty hand. So that reminds me, we need to have a surplus.
That's right.
We need to produce something with the top portion, the best part, come offer to God the Father. Remember, when we come to the church meeting together, it's for Father's satisfaction. It's for a corporate mutual enjoyment of all the saints. So that reminds me, since 1989, we began the first book of this Holy Woman Revival, and we've been diligently chewing on it, get into it since 1989. I have to say, this ministry is wonderful. And the verse says, wherever we come, each one has. That's right, each one has. But the last one, they all seem for the building up. So brother, sister, when we come to the prophesy meeting, there's a limitation of the spirit. I cannot speak my own word. I need to focus, speak on the enjoyment of the portion in this ministry. When we all speak the same thing with same mind, you know what happened when unbelievers come in? He fell down. God is among us. That's a wonderful testimony. And to end this, I want to tie into day six. Christ is the reality of all the offerings. We come here, we offer the top portion, this Christ, for Father God's enjoyment, right? And the daily, we need to remind the daily, this relate not just relate to our meeting life, only a few hours, but relate to our daily living. What we need to drink Christ as a fountain of living water. He's the life-giving spirit. We need to drink him. And when we come to the meeting, we flow him out.
Amen.
This is a true worship of God. And God, once again, a group of true worshipers.
Amen.
And they shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed.
Right. Amen.
Oh, each man shall give as he is able to give.
Amen.
According to the blessing of Jehovah your God, which he has given you.
Amen.
I was encouraged with this week and with this verse. I think there are many times when, or there are some times, when I feel like I have a rich experience of the Lord. And I'm excited to be able to come and share it with the saints. And I have a rich portion from the Lord. And then there are other weeks when, even though I'm spending time in the Word, I am turning to the Lord. It just doesn't feel like it was an exciting experience of the Lord. But you know what? That week, the Lord also gave to me.
Amen.
And I should not take for granted that portion that the Lord gave to me that week. Because he gave it to me so that I could have a surplus to come and worship him and to come and share with the saints. I was encouraged with this verse. Each man shall give as he is able to give. Maybe this week it's a big ram that I'm able to bring as a burnt offering. Maybe next week I have a turtle dove that I can bring. But you know what? The Lord is faithful to give to us every week.
Amen.
And we can be faithful to labor and come and share the surplus that we have received.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I think I just have a turtle dove this week. But we can still bring what we have. And, you know, Paul says, he says, I did not labor in vain.
Amen.
So even, Anwar, even if we labor and there's nothing outwardly or we don't sense anything occurring in us, we don't labor in vain.
Amen.
Amen. So I feel like I'm just getting more and more clear that this is all a result of the work of the triune God in us. Right? We labor by the Spirit to produce Christ. And where do we bring that Christ? We bring him to the corporate worship of the Father.
Amen.
And so I really enjoyed this word truthfulness and the definition of truthfulness or what it denotes. Truthfulness in John 4:24 denotes the divine reality becoming man's genuineness and sincerity for the true worship of God. And I don't know if y'all picked this up on day five. This is really great. Again, I say, we need to labor on Christ in every aspect of our daily living. This is a matter of our daily living, saints. And this is not done by just us, you know, getting everything together. Because I felt like, you know, I was in the training for this. And I know that this is a big week, right? Because this is towards the Father. And so I wanted to labor on something really good and bring it to the saints. But actually, this is a simple matter of our daily living.
Right.
And it's by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that each one has.
Amen.
This week I've been reading a book for church history, and I was just really amazed by how intimate and sweet the early saints were when they're in the early church life. And especially that Paul in Romans, that was the first time I got to know that when he wrote the book of Romans, he actually never went to Rome before. So that was I thought that he would be already know that the saints in Rome, but it's not really the case. In Romans, it says that here in Romans 15:29, it says, I know that when I come to you, I will bring in the fullness of the blessing of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And here the footnote says that Paul expect to visit Rome in the fullness of the blessing of Christ to minister the riches of Christ to the people there. So it's just so amazing to see that when the apostles are bringing, you know, are going to the different churches, different localities, it's not just going there empty-handed. It's going there with the riches of Christ.
Right.
And after reading that, I was just, you know, so amazed by the intimacy, the sweetness among the saints in the early churches. And then on Friday night, I went to a home meeting that I never came before. That was the first time. And once the meeting started, I was like, I touched the reality of what I read. Because the meeting was just so sweet and so simple. And just saints were just gathering together. And there was one family. The saints basically, so they brought a report from the churches in Russia, and especially in the Siberia area.
Wow.
So even though I never met the saints before, but I was just, wow, this is just like what is, you know, described in Acts and in Romans, that
that they just bring their portion, their enjoyment of Christ, and even though they, you know, talk about the difficulties in the churches, but the fact that they're sharing is just so encouraging and enjoyable.
Amen.
And just like in the apostles, Paul, not only, you know, whenever he mentioned Jesus Christ, he not only said Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus, he said Jesus Christ our Lord, or Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ. It's such a personal and intimate expression. He said when we're not bringing objective facts and the doctrines, we're bringing the enjoyment of the Christ that we have labored on through.
Amen.
I want to stand. Want to stand in with her. It seems like she has brother.
Amen, amen. Oh Lord Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
Oh, I enjoyed Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share
amen.
Of the allotted portion of the saints in the light.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you, Lord. We thank to the Father. Because he has qualified us yeah. for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. We does not thank Father because of our situation, not because of our many things he gave to us. Oh, we should thank the Father
yeah.
because he has qualified us yeah. for a share of the allotted portion of the saints.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And these days, I'm in so limited situation, and in one hand, in my mind, I know it's from the Lord and appreciate it, yeah, but on the other hand, I'm not happy in this situation, and I need to turn to the Spirit,
yes.
I know, but I cannot many times,
mm-hmm.
and, but, thank you, Lord. Oh. After I have a call with a sister and we the birds together and pray together, I'm so relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we talk about my situation, but just to touch the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. even though the next day I feel terrible again, but all that I need to do is to the Spirit, in the body.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have the rich land. This land is not a poor land which we can produce a little. But
yeah.
whenever we live on, this land is so rich, so we can produce
Amen.
Something.
Amen.
Because so in our daily life, the Lord arranged everything for us to produce from the good land.
Amen.
So which means we can experience the Christ in our daily life. So I was so encouraged by the brothers shared that it's not the matter of how big amount of the supply we bring in here, but it's the reality what
yeah.
experience
yeah.
even just small calling in our difficult situation
yeah.
Lord have mercy on me mm-hmm. I failed again but I turned to you again
yeah.
and
yeah.
in our the chaotic situation we just call his name
yeah.
and we read took a little verse of his word and we enjoy it and then we can have just a little doubt
yeah.
we can bring it to here but this worship is true worship.
Amen.
So I'm really impressed by the brother, the speaking brother for this message.
Mm-hmm.
He said, end of this age, I mean, 3.5 years, during that time, the Satan will gain the worshiper for him.
Yeah.
But in this age, the Lord, our Father, is gaining his true worshiper.
Amen.
It's not
yeah.
We are not the big one, but
yeah.
we are small, a little tiny sons of God.
Amen.
But we can labor on this good land.
Amen.
We can gain a little things, but we can exhibit him in here in
Amen.
Corporate way.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So there is no doubt that the good land is given to us and this is a grace.
Right.
The sunshine, the air, the early rain, and the latter rain are also a grace. However, we still have to till the ground. I remember before I met the club and ultimately the church, I had this desire to preach the gospel, but I was afraid to do so because I didn't even know what I believed. I no doubt was a believer, a genuine believer, but I didn't know the things that I believed, and I was afraid to go speak about my belief, lest I meet somebody who would challenge what I believed, and I didn't know what I believed. But I was so thankful whenever I met the saints that I came to know what a genuine believer believes. And I started to experience those things firsthand. And now if anybody fights me on the truth of the common faith, man, I'll go to death. Because I've seen it. I've experienced it. There's no refuting it. But lately, I've been witnessing that a lot of people, they touch the church and they hear certain things that are made as certain claims, certain truths, and they don't look in the Bible and they don't see where it's found. You know, they don't see that those references at the end of that quote, you should go check in the Bible to see why yes. that brother made that claim. Yes. They just take it at face value and they don't dig a little deeper. And what happens is later it gets challenged and they anyways, I don't want to get all negative and stuff, but I just want to tell you, you shouldn't just take it at face value. You should labor. Yes. You should go to the Word, and then you should experience it yourself. Because when the time comes that it gets challenged, if you even know where it is in the Word, but you don't have any experience of it, it's easy for you to be convinced otherwise. But if you have the experience, you own it. No one can tell you otherwise. So I think my heart is mostly speaking to those that they've heard the statement. They've not ever gone to the Word and seen it for themselves. Yes, labor. That's what it means to labor.
To follow up our sister,
if I can. Again, I say we need to labor on Christ in every aspect of our daily living.
Amen.
Then we will have a portion preserved, untouched, and set aside uniquely for the Amen. Worship of God yes. in the meetings.
Yes.
This will be a secret portion to the Father for Amen. His satisfaction
Amen.
And for the saints' enjoyment.
Amen.
I want to read just three verses from Deuteronomy 12. Starting from verse 11. Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause his name to dwell, there, that is the church meetings, you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Jehovah. Now verse 13 says, be careful that you do not offer up your burnt offering in every place that you see. Mm-hmm. Be careful. But in the place which Jehovah will choose in one of your tribes, there you shall offer up your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I am commanding you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share something as a point that I've tried to practice for a long time now, and that is if there is a temptation within your household, share them with me. What are you going to share today? Don't do it. Keep it within your heart and give it to the saints in the meeting. Amen. Then it can be fresh.
Or Jesus.
Amen.
There's a portion here in the outline that says, for more than 40 years, I have been fighting the battle concerning what? The genuine worship of God. Yeah. And this was in 82. This battle has not yet been won.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this is a battle. What we're talking about here today is a battle. This isn't manna. This isn't waking up and finding something outside your tent door, you know. Yeah. This is getting up and having no feelings or bad feelings and saying, bad feelings, get behind me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. It's laboring on something. And, you know, this time what I'm touched with, usually when we talk about laboring on the good land, I think about, yeah, if I don't labor, I'm not going to have something to eat. I'm not going to have riches. I'm not going to be enriched. But that's not what this is really talking about. This is talking about what God eats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only thing God wants to eat is the Christ that's related to you. The Christ that you experienced.
Yes.
Not just something you kind of like whizzed by in the Bible and you just sort of, you know. But he wants something that where Christ has become you. And Christ has come to you and has transferred what he is to you. And then God loves to eat that. Amen. So we're here fighting the battle for the real worship so that the Father can have true worshipers.
Amen.
I appreciated this sister's testimony because I was just appreciating that she found help and she was supplied through the body.
Amen.
And I think a lot of times when we think about labor, we think about it in a very individualistic way, like this is for me. But actually, our labor should be in the body, and it should be for the body.
Amen.
So, it is true. It is us who are laboring, but we need to be considering where we're laboring. I think I used to have this idea that it's just I go, I read my morning revival, and then I have something to speak to the saints, you know. But actually, like, I was in the winter semi, and Brother Ed was very clear. It's like, actually, the morning revival, that's good, but it's still manna, it's still in the wilderness, you know, and the reality of the good land today is actually in the body of Christ. And I was just appreciating this verse, Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. And this phrase, of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, I always thought that it just meant the portion was for the saints, but recently, at least the light the Lord has been giving me is this portion is the saints, is a share of the saints in the light, and we need to labor on those saints, and we need to labor with those saints. And at least my experience, and I was talking with a brother about this recently, but just, I mean, me and another brother, we've been reading the life studies together. We've been on a schedule for a long time, and recently we both got past 500, and you know, that's been really good. I've got a lot of help out of that, but actually I was just talking to this brother. It's like the spirit when I'm fellowshipping with another member is so much more than the spirit when I'm just reading a life study by myself. And actually those life studies, although they're good, all of it really is just so that I can overflow to the other saints. I can have something when I'm fellowshipping with other saints to get to the genuine fellowship, to get to the worship and truthfulness.
Amen.
How there's a fight for this genuine worship.
Amen.
And recently I've just been impressed how this worship is related to our drinking. This is in John chapter 4, right? The matter of drinking, the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water gushing up into eternal life. And then they talked about worship. You know, to me it's significant that the Lord, talking about worship, he approached this sinful woman, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I would think, maybe Nicodemus. You should bring it up with Nicodemus. Look at this fine specimen of a man. Moral, right? He's seeking. He's educated. Let's discourse about worship. But the Lord came to this sinful woman. You know, this. There's some thought here. You know, they met at the sixth hour, which is at noon, right? There's some thought here, actually, that people say, most people draw water late in the afternoon. But this woman, because she's sinful, she didn't want to be judged, she came right at noon. And the Lord was there waiting for her. And just like so many saints are sharing, you know, our laboring in the land is our gaining of Christ in our personal experience.
Yeah.
That's where the Lord Amen. Wants us to drink, and that's what, where true worship comes from.
That's right.
You consider this woman, she's a Samaritan. She can't even go to Jerusalem, right? She said she has six husbands. You just consider how complicated his human life is. But there, right then and there, the Lord met her and gave her water to drink. And I just appreciate, brothers and sisters, true worship. The Father is seeking true worship from ordinary saints who drink the Lord in their daily situation. You know, one thing I noticed very recently was in John 11, when Lazarus was about to be raised up, everyone was waiting for him. Where is he? Where's the Lord? Lazarus is dead. He's stinking already. Where is he going to come? You know, many times I realize sometimes when you're waiting for a miracle, you wait. It's taking so long. Where's the Lord? But if you want to come to drink, you realize, just like in John 4, the Lord was already there, waiting for you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Amen. May we turn from just hoping from something to change to drinking the Lord in our daily situation.
Amen.
The more we drink Him, the more we can offer to God the Father the true
Amen.
Worship.
Amen.
To labor on the Lord is to experience Him in our daily situations. And, you know, I really enjoyed the picture in Deuteronomy 16. Here it says that they, all the males had to appear before Jehovah. And it says that they shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. So they had to have a process. They inherited a portion, but daily they had to labor on that land. And then it goes on. It says, each man shall give as he is able to give. You know, just like some of the saints are sharing, we all want, you know, the big portion, but whatever the Lord has given us, that's what we give to the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, my little portion this week, you know, I can't say I had a huge experience, but I was there. I was watching a basketball game, my son's basketball game. And, you know, as a parent, we go from here to there and do this and that. But I just really enjoyed sitting there in this gym and calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, all thou art in spirit is mine.
Amen.
And I was just so filled. And it was like, the Lord was, I just enjoyed the Lord so much in that basketball gym, just calling on the Lord. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Amen. Jesus. And I was so appreciative that I could be there and, you know, just being a parent, but I can also enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And I can also breathe Him in.
Amen.
And, you know, this isn't just for our personal enjoyment. Praise the Lord. We experience Him and enjoy Him. But so much the more, this is for the reality of the church life.
Amen.
And this is to worship God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I can't not say something this morning.
Amen.
This is my first physical meeting to be at for about 3 months. And I know so many of you have been praying, or even if you just mention my name or family to the Lord, I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
I want to say thank you for all the meals and the dear sister who set up the meal train. Y'all have no idea how that cared for us. Especially those who could come and, you know, sit for a few minutes and visit. But even if you just had to drop it off and run, it was a cherishing. Don't think that that is a small thing. That's huge to the person you are giving it to.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. I listened to the message twice this week. And I've just really enjoyed that we have a unique portion of Christ.
Amen.
The Lord allotted each one of us
Amen.
A portion of Christ.
Amen.
Anyways, I just thought that was so special. To appreciate that again. We have a portion.
Amen.
And I just, in a way, want to follow this dear sister because I don't know how to explain it. You know, when you're going through suffering, if you've been in the ministry a long time, you know what the ministry says about suffering. You know what the word says. You know this suffering is producing the body. I mean, it's transforming us and building the body, and the bride. But I just failed in my suffering. You know, that's what I felt like, you know, I was trying to achieve something. A lot of complaining, a lot of moaning. And in this, the last few weeks, I just was considering before the Lord, you know, I was just thinking, oh, I'm just too immature. But the Lord corrected me. I'm not immature. I've been pursuing the Lord for a long time. There is some maturity. There needs to be more.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't want a little girl. He wants a full-grown bride.
Amen.
Filled with
Amen.
Him,
Amen.
With his riches and his glory. And I just want to praise the Lord today.
Amen.
Thank him and thank all of you. And we're on the other side of a lot of stuff with my health. And I'm still recovering. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, I'll go. So I didn't read the morning revival, but I want to share what I enjoyed last week and what I enjoyed this week, just from my experience with the Lord. So last week I went to True School for just one day, and I was getting, I was watering, right? But during the time I was, like, you know, watering the young ones, I was also getting watered.
Amen.
And it was truly so enjoyable that I remember this verse. I think it's Proverbs 11:25, where it says, Okay, the blessing soul will prosper, and he who waters will also be watered himself. And that truly, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, I was going through a bad situation last week. And even though I was speaking, I was enjoying so much, and, you know, it was out of my spirit. But also there was something that was bringing me down a little bit. But when the young ones started speaking, I was just being filled. And it was truly so enjoyable. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, saints, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what's happening. Being here, you're getting watered. And what I wanted to share this week is about death, right? There's, you know, we're in a war, right? This is a Christian battle, right, between the flesh and the spirit. And I wanted to share this because there's times where we may feel like we may be feeling down, or, you know, we're going through these situations in our lives. But, you know, we have the good fruit, right? We can go to the Lord, right? There's others that are, they're not Christians, and they go through the flesh every day. And they go through, you know, literally death, but they don't know who to find because they don't have the Lord yet. But we do.
Amen.
We know who we can turn to. We can turn and confess to the Lord.
Amen.
And there's this verse, I think, in Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes him will obtain mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say, confess to the Lord.
Amen.
Come back to Colossians. Colossians 1:12 tells us that we all have an allotted portion. And of course, we know that in the Old Testament, the allotted portion was the physical good land. But in the New Testament, that allotted portion is not a physical land. That allotted portion is the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
But then I like the verse that somebody just mentioned, right? You shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed.
Amen.
This implies that we need to labor on the land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about that. They were coming to the feast. What if there was a big angel there with a big sword, right? Checking each family. Okay, where's your portion? Where's your allotted portion? That would put some serious fear into you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But of course, there's no angel here. There's nobody at the door with a sword. But we do have a spirit and the charge from the Lord, right, that we need to labor on the land.
Amen.
So I like to just present something here. What is it to labor on the Lord?
Right.
Let me read the definition that was given, right? To labor is to exercise our spirit in order to gain portions of the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And continues, throughout the day, in every situation, and in all circumstances. We need to exercise our spirit to contact the Lord.
Amen.
And experience Him.
Amen.
Amen.
The question is, in your circumstance, did you contact Him? We all have different circumstances. Some of us used to have little babies. My babies are all big already, right? They're bigger than I am now, right? That's your circumstance. Some have kids, some don't have kids. Some are at work with hard jobs. Some have easy jobs, boring jobs, right? Did you contact the Lord to gain Him?
Amen.
That's the laboring.
Amen.
And then it's funny, we know we don't all labor equally, but we have to labor diligently. It's like the saint was sharing, right? We labor, and whatever you labor on, that's what you bring to the meeting.
Amen.
That's what you bring to the exhibition. Amen. And you know, they were to labor not only for themselves, one, to survive, but they're also labor for God and for others.
Right.
So that was their mentality. I'm laboring for myself, but I'm laboring for the saints.
Amen.
I'm laboring for God.
Amen.
Anyway, I was just convicted, you know, because question came up to me. What do you do now with the extra little bit of time that you have? And there's some stuff that I want to get into, some ministry I want to get into. But every time I try to move in that direction, it's like there's somebody behind me, not with a big sword, but like with a hand dragging me away.
That's right.
That's the feeling I have.
You know,
it could be in the sense of work, it could be this or that, whatever. But we have to fight, brothers and sisters,
Amen.
To labor on that land.
Amen.
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 Amen. Do we have one more?
Okay, go ahead. Amen. So this week there was more of the realization that I'm not satisfied unless God's satisfied.
Amen.
And so this week there was a lot, this whole month there was a lot to do. And I was just touched on the matter of, you know, even just my sleep. I wasn't sleeping, not necessarily because I felt like I had a lot to do, but because I felt like I wasn't satisfied and kept placing things to do. Like, oh, I need to accomplish this. And then I'll feel satisfied to go to bed. And so, but I was touched that when I was driving from Target to Target looking for this one thing, I was getting flustered. I'm like, Lord, I need to get this because then the kid's not going to be happy and they're going to be the only one that doesn't have this thing for family camp. And so I was just so concerned. And I started to get stressed and I just felt like I was touched like, Crystal, what is this all for? Like, who needs to be satisfied in this situation? And I realized, like, it's the Father, that I need to just simply touch Him. I need to experience Him, because those who He desires true worshipers, which is in spirit and in truthfulness, or in reality. God wants reality. The only way we can have reality is by experiencing Him. And so when all these people were sharing, and I didn't want to despise that small portion of just experiencing Him, when like Preston and this other brother were sharing about the offerings, the burnt offering, I was remembering in Leviticus, those verses talk about the bowl, and at the end of it, when it's being offered, it's a satisfying fragrance to Jehovah.
Yeah.
But then that's also what it says at the end of when you offer the sheep, when you also offer the turtle doves.
Wow.
So I realized the reason why God is not gaining these offerings is because I tend to despise the small experiences, but it's still a satisfying fragrance to Jehovah.
Yeah.
And so, saints, whatever experience you have, whatever environment you have, no matter how small it is, give it to the Lord.
Amen.
Experience the Lord as your reality, that it could become a satisfying fragrance to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we just want to satisfy the Father.
Amen.
And I want to speak whatever little portion I have to satisfy the Father.
Amen.
I just was listening to the message of this week, because I lost my morning revival and I didn't have time. And I kept getting lost. I kept forgetting where I left off, so I kept starting the message over and over. Maybe I've listened to the first 20 minutes a couple times, but this matter of coming with nothing
right.
to give the Father, the Lord kept touching me over and over. I just kept listening to the same point, Brother Ron sharing the same thing, like how can we come without bringing anything to give to the Father a whole entire week? And I was just driving, and you know, I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I did barely spend time with you this morning. I don't have anything. But then remembering Brother Ron speaking, saying, like, we can turn to our spirit. There is so much in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
And I appreciate the sister family camp. She posted all the verses for the week where we could see it. And I was just pray reading day after day, each verse. And it is so supplying. And I'm just, you know, just coming this morning, I was like, Father, I don't have anything, Father. But I just wanna speak something, Father, because we wanna satisfy you. So I hope that the Lord would strengthen me day after day, even if it's just to turn. To be able to labor a little bit, to be able to bring something meeting after meeting, to present to the Father.
Amen.
I just have a different experience of this verse. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. In the past, I just tend to focus only on in spirit. But actually, God is not getting a worshiper, it's just in spirit. He wants to get a worshiper both in spirit and truthfulness. Because in spirit, it just means that we come to the church life, we come to the meeting. We are indifferent concerning Christ, and we are idle with the respect to the experience of Christ. So may we be diligent daily to gain this Christ.
Amen.
May our God the Father gain a true worshiper.
Amen.
So I'd just like to take a few minutes here to wrap up. And I want to touch specifically on this point that several saints have pointed out on Roman numeral 3a.
Yeah.
For more than 40 years, I have been fighting the battle concerning the genuine worship of God. This battle has not yet been won. And I don't know that we have this concept that our labor on the good land is for worship.
Yeah.
You know, they were laboring there not just to get food for themselves,
right,
but to have something to bring to God. The top portion was to God.
That's right.
Right? So that has to be our view, and our labor is it's for worship.
Amen.
And I want to read these two footnotes in John 4 when he's talking to this, the Lord's talking to the woman at the well on worship, concerning worship. He defines it right here. He defines worship. According to typology, this is on 4:24, the word spirit. According to typology, God should be worshiped, one, where? The place chosen by God for his habitation.
Right.
And two, with the offerings.
Right.
That's what the worship is about. It's in the right place and with the right thing.
Amen.
The place where God is chosen and with Christ is the offerings. The place chosen by God for his habitation typifies what? The human spirit. So that's number one. If we plan on worshiping God, we have to know our spirit.
Right. Right.
That's the only place you can worship God.
Right.
You know, I can't talk about going to Christian worship services. That concept is not even in my mind anymore.
Right.
We don't have worship services.
No.
We worship in spirit.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Where God's habitation is today. So we have to get to know our spirit.
That's right.
And we have to help people to know, the young believers to know their spirit if they want to give proper worship.
That's
right. The offerings typify Christ. Christ is the fulfillment and reality of all the offerings with which the people worship God. Hence, when the Lord instructed the woman to worship God the Spirit in spirit and truthfulness, he meant that she should contact God the Spirit in her spirit,
right,
instead of in a specific location, and through Christ instead of with the offerings, the physical offerings. Since Christ, as the reality that issues in the human virtues of truthfulness, has come, all these shadows and types are over.
Amen.
That's what he was telling this woman. Christ has come. So God is seeking those now in this day who would worship him in spirit and truthfulness. In our human spirit and with Christ is all the offerings.
Amen.
Full stop.
Amen.
That is worship.
Yes.
In our spirit and with Christ is all the offerings.
Right.
So our labor on the land is to produce offerings. And there's a battle for this.
Yes,
this is a major recovery and a battle. Just like in the physical land,
of Israel. There's no temple. There hadn't been a temple for 2,000 years almost. So what do? They labor on that land. I mean, they've made that land so productive, but it's all for themselves. God gets zero. I mean, this is just in type. I mean, he would get zero even if they were offering up bulls and whatever, right? He's not interested. That's over. That time's over, right? The Lord changed the dispensation in John chapter 4. But in type, there's a battle. That's, you know, there's a battle over the land. Not just for our existence and for our enjoyment, but for God to get his food, which is Christ. Okay, so I just want to read you a couple portions here real quick. In 1982, there was messages shared on Christ is the reality. And it's 21 messages, and it's concerning primarily all the offerings. It's what we offer to God as his food. So really, our labor each week, brothers and sisters, is laboring on Christ as the offerings. And of course, you have the basic offerings here. I'm not going to get into the detail, but he speaks about the meal offering, the burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. But of all those offerings, where do you think he spent the most time? That's what I would have thought too. Burnt offering. There are 7 messages on the meal offering.
Wow.
Consider that. That's the humanity of Christ, right? All the others are the animal life. This is of the vegetable life. It's the humanity of Christ. And you consider, where are we in our daily life? We're just in our humanity.
Right.
We're just living our human life. So we have to learn how to what? Experience Christ in our experiences. In all of his experiences of his human life. And eventually, what does that become? That becomes food to God. And note, it mentions here offering. It doesn't mention sacrifice, but offering. And offering is a present. Have you ever considered, Lord, say, when you come, you're coming here to give God a present.
Yes.
So at the table, we're giving God presents. What presents are we giving him?
Christ.
The wonderful things we've done and how much this and that. No. It's the Christ we've experienced and enjoyed. And he just eats it up. And then we prophesy. We speak our experience and enjoyment of Christ, mainly in humanity. The affair. This sister sharing in tears about the suffering. But then she touches the Lord on the phone, and the Lord becomes her supply.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a present to God.
Yeah.
There's a sister in her sufferings. She's experiencing my Christ.
Yeah.
And he eats it up. Right? This is to recover the true worship.
Amen.
Okay, so I didn't even turn my timer on. Great. I got all the time in the world. Let me just read you one illustration, then I'll sit down. I'm sorry. I know I'm over my time by a little bit now. Sorry, this is an illustration about the young people. I forgot all the saints are going to be here from North District, so this was not intended for anyone in particular. This just happens to be the illustration that was here. Okay, but it can apply to any of us in any situation. So many young people today are loose and careless. Many times I decided to visit the young people's house, but my wife said I should call them first. But if I did that, there'd be no need for me to go. This reminds me of Don Looper. Don would come to the brother's house and visit. He'd just knock on the door, and, Don's here. This is a brother. Anyway, my intention was to see how they keep their rooms and their kitchen. So many of them shout, "Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah." But I want to see their bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I did turn it on.
Oh.
Okay. I'm afraid that many of them didn't make their beds today. If that's true, it is certainly not the fine flour. I like to hear the young people shout hallelujah, but hallelujah what? Sometimes I'd rather go to their bedroom and see how they labored on Christ and tilled the ground by making their bed. Do we consider laboring on Christ when we make our bed? Consider that. Anyway, that's enough of that. But this is to recover. This brings us many experiences of Christ. And this becomes presence that we offer to God.
Amen.
And this constitutes our true worship.
Amen.
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 What is the hymn? Teach us to labor constantly on this vast reality.
Amen.
Our Christ is such. He is so much. Yeah. What a Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Wow, hallelujah. You know, there was a prayer expressed in the speaking this week, right? You know what he said? Lord, teach me how to labor on you. So we all probably need to pray that prayer, right? Lord, teach me how to labor on you. Like he's saying, all the different circumstances. There's as many people as there are in here, there are that many circumstances and opportunities to labor on Christ and bring forth that many riches to the saints. So don't hold back your riches. All right, real quick here, announcements, and then right before the announcements, do we have any visitors or besides, you know, the North coming? I don't want the whole meeting hall standing up. But anyone outside of that that's visiting from afar or near? And we'll start with you, Peter.
Hi, Saints.
Amen.
Greetings from the church in Omaha, Nebraska. For those who don't know us, because there's always new faces in Austin, we left just under 2 years ago after being here for quite a long time. And so we came here for Bible camp, or family, whatever it's called. And we really enjoyed it. So anyways, so we can see the Saints. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Peter Hogan.
Amen. Good. Right. So it's like he started. Give us your name and where you're from. Okay. Anyone else in this section?
Hello, I'm Ernest, visiting from San Jose.
San Jose. San Jose. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, that's Luca.
Okay. Anyone in this section?
All right. Quite a lot of people.
I see a lot of new faces. I don't know where y'all are from, but anyway. Anyone in this section?
I was here about 10 years ago in college.
Right.
It's good to be back.
Where are you now?
In Tübingen, Germany.
Amen. Hello, Saints. I'm Mike Trinkle. This is my wife, Donna, that was here many years. Now we're down in the valley in McAllen. Greetings from the Saints. We had four families from McAllen and Edinburgh here. So thank you for your labor on Christ to share it with the families.
Hi, my name's Anwar Ortiz. This is my wife, my daughter, and my little one here is Amelie. And if you're wondering, yes, I am Israel's brother. So get that question out of the way. We've really enjoyed being here. We also came down for family Bible camp, and we're graduates of UT, so we're coming back home very much. So it's good to see a lot of familiar faces, and great to see so many new faces.
Thank you, Saints, for your laboring. Just to fill in a little bit, we're meeting in Dallas, and we have two more kids over there. So thank you, Saints, so much for your labor, the children, Dallas.
This section, anyone?
My name is Andres Morales. I'm visiting from the church in Seattle. I just got married to Hannah. She's been here for a few months. We just got married 2 weeks ago. And I'm kind of working my way down here to Austin.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Keep working all the way down here, bro. Anyone else? Okay, now we'd like to hand out the portions, some printed verses and ministry excerpts associated with the first 6 messages of the summer training. Brothers, can you hand those out? So we'll be in these this week for our enjoyment and preparation for next Lord's Day. Okay? So we're going to use this for our morning, daily morning revival and nourishment. And they're handing it out now. Okay. Continuing here with some announcements. Okay, let me read the important points and then a couple of things. Semi-annual video training. Registration is open. May I have your attention? Okay, thank you.
See the details and link to register below. Deadline without late fee was June 17th. Of course, the door is still open. The first meeting begins on Tuesday at 7:30. Is that here? Some here?
Yeah, well,
all of us here?
No. It's either here. If you register here or Spanish speaking south or northwest of the Kinnamans.
Right. So you hear that? You heard that?
Yeah.
It's either here, 7:30, if you registered for here, Spanish speaking south or northwest at the Kinnamans. Okay? Then the next point here is registration for the Summer School of Truth, week two. The 2024 SSOT week two, is general registration period is open. Registration for week one and two are separate and distinct registration and payment forms. If your child attended week one and desire that they also attend week two, please confirm that you have, in fact, registered your child for both week one and two. So you should have received a confirmation email upon registration. You may register for week two at the following link, and there's a link in the email, okay? Last big point here is the gospel trips in French-speaking Europe. The link to the LSM newsletter issue 30 gives you a brief history, outlines current burden, and then preview the upcoming gospel trips. And there's also another link here with highlights from Torch Relay number 6. Okay, then related to children, where you can pick up your children. For those who are visiting, Isai mentioned you may pick up your children in the following cabins, toddlers 102 and 103A, K through 3 playscape in the backyard, and then if you're there in grades 4 through 6, cabin 107. Okay, is there anything else, brother? I think that we have something else, right?
One question about this video training. On message 6 and message 12, open meeting. Do we all come back to the meeting hall, or do we go to each individual?
Each place.
Each place.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else we need to do? Any arrangements we need to do here? No?
I'm hoping the full timers can arrange either Monday or Tuesday. Because they still have their coordination.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. There's nothing else. We are free to go.
Thank you. All right.